This is Suzanne Ito for ACLU.org. With me today is Chandra Bhatnagar, staff attorney with the ACLU's Human Rights Program. Chandra will be talking about the country visit of Mr. Dudu Dien, the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Contemporary Forms of Racism, Racial Discrimination, Xenophobia, and Related Intolerance. Mr. Dien will be visiting the United States from May 18th through June 6th. Chandra will discuss how Dien's visit will impact the human rights community, the U.S.'s history of flouting international law, and the timeliness of the visit in the wake of the verdict in the Sean Bell trial. How did the Special Rapporteur's visit come about, and what is the importance of his visit to people in the U.S. who care about civil liberties and human rights?
Mr. Dien, as a rapporteur on racism and racial intolerance and xenophobia, has a global mandate to investigate issues of human rights abuses in that regard all over the world. So he's been to many countries and he's written reports documenting the problem, and he's long been interested in coming to the U.S. to investigate racial discrimination and human rights abuse in the United States. His interest, along with the advocacy of the ACLU and many of our allies, has resulted in increased global attention to human rights abuses taking place in the U.S. Beginning in 2006 with our work on the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, and last year with our work on the Convention to Eliminate Racial Discrimination, increasingly the international community has become aware of the pressing human rights abuses that exist in the U.S. that we're continuing to advocate around. And so Mr. Dien had additional kind of public support for his interest in coming here. In addition, the impact on our advocacy and why people should be excited about his visit is this is a real opportunity for us to really put on a global stage, to put a global spotlight on the issues of racial injustice and the continued barriers to equality that many communities of color face in the U.S., and to really have a noted expert, someone who's covered this issue all over the world, to document those problems and to provide concrete suggestions for ways that the government can move forward with human rights compliance.
What is the U.S. government's position about his visit? Has the U.S. historically embraced international human rights scrutiny?
The U.S. has historically embraced international human rights scrutiny in relationship to other countries, but not in relationship to itself. It should be noted that Mr. Dien was invited by the State Department to come to the United States and to conduct his inquiry, yet we also should be aware that there's been a whole history of almost a schizophrenic relationship that the U.S. has had with regard to human rights. It's consistently promoted a vision of human rights and democracy all over the world, but has sadly sought to exempt itself from the very requirements of human rights compliance. And we've seen this all the way back to the origins of the international human rights system and the creation of the International Human Rights Framework, which took place immediately after World War II. Eleanor Roosevelt and the U.S. was one of the primary architects, really, of the International Human Rights Framework, but sadly, the U.S. sought to exempt itself from those human rights requirements for the next 50 years. In fact, and this is really why Mr. Dien's visit is so important, the desire of the U.S. government to exempt itself from scrutiny on human rights was really rooted in the desire to keep away the world's attention from Jim Crow segregation, domestic apartheid, and domestic kind of abuses and genocide against indigenous communities. In fact, the U.S. even opposed the Convention Against Genocide, which was a treaty that was universally ratified by many countries in the 1950s and 60s, for fear that it could be used as a tool by Native American groups seeking reparations for human rights violations and genocide that their communities had experienced, or that it could be used by anti-lynching activists who were attacking racial violence against black communities. So there's a real racialized history to the U.S. exceptionalism or desire to be exempted from human rights compliance.
What makes Mr. Dien's visit timely, and what kind of human rights violations will he be researching and documenting?
What makes his visit particularly timely is we are witnessing the emergence of a domestic U.S. movement for human rights and a real effort by domestic social justice organizations to hold the U.S. government accountable for the human rights abuses that it perpetrates. Mr. Dien's visit comes on the heels of an amazing coalition of organizations working together on the Treaty to Eliminate Racial Discrimination, to publicize racial discrimination in the U.S., to publicize civil and political rights abuses in the U.S., as well as a visit of another rapporteur last year on the rights of migrants, and also his conclusions regarding the human rights abuses that immigrant communities are facing in the U.S. And so what we're hoping Mr. Dien will be able to examine is how far we still have to go to realize racial equality. Issues like the juvenile justice system, the school-to-prison pipeline, the continued impact of Hurricane Katrina, abuse of immigrant workers, discrimination against low-wage workers in communities of color, immigrant and other low-wage workers of color, as well as, and perhaps most poignantly here in New York, the issue of police brutality. He'll be meeting with, hopefully, family members of Sean Bell and other victims of police brutality, and we'll really have an opportunity to examine the history and the contemporary manifestations of police brutality in the U.S., and at the conclusion of his visit, be able to write a report that documents really a snapshot of where we are in 2008 and where we need to go.
Thanks for listening to this ACLU podcast. To learn more about the Special Rapporteur's visit, go to www.aclu.org/racialjustice.